Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Well, it's over. The presidential election is in the books. It's in the bag. And we wanted to get a little post-election reaction from a variety of people. Brass Villanueva, Luis Brass Villanueva, is with Los Malos, which is a political action organization representing Latino voters in on the West Coast in Southern California. And he's on the line with us from Temple City, California, this evening to talk with us about the election of George W. Bush as it is perceived by Latino voters. Mr. Villanueva, is obviously, in your mind, not a good thing, correct?
Well, Mr. Henry, I thought the goal was, you know, the president of all Latinos. I thought that Bush has won and he does not represent Chicano voters. So it leaves most Chicanos leaderless.
You feel leaderless?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, we have no leader, just as we had no leader following our defeat at the Alamo. And to give it some historical perspective, we don't have a leader because most Chicanos don't know, unfortunately, our own history. And so I'm a victim of George Bush and what I think really has been his anti-Chicano crusade.
All right, give me an example of George. So this is a defeat. This election is a defeat?
Most assuredly. Yes, sir.
Give me an example of what you think is an example of an anti-Chicano, because I got to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever heard George Bush say an unkind word.
Well, you know, it's really not about whether he has said an unkind word about Chicano voters or not. He was the governor of the state of Texas, which as a Chicano we know as Tejas. Tejas or Texas. Okay? A lot of whites like to call it, you know, Texas, but it's called Tejas.
And, all right, so it's called Tejas.
Yes, sir. But you see, now you make a joke out of that. But
no, I don't mean to make a joke out of that. That is significant.
It is significant from the standpoint that that's my culture, and Tejas was ripped from the motherland. It was stolen. It was ripped and ripped apart and just stolen out, like a baby is ripped out of a mother's womb, like a cesarean section gone bad. And George Bush, you know,
he was the governor of Texas, or Tejas, if you will, but that doesn't make him, I don't see how that makes him anti, you're saying he's anti-Chicano because as the governor of Texas, he is the governor of what?
He's the governor of a police state. He's the governor of a gulag. He is the governor of a Chicano homeland that is run by an Anglo. Tejas, mi raza. Me homeland. I don't even know homeland in Spanish because I've been divorced from my culture.
So this is a mournful day for you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I think Al Gore was going to... I think he was going to bring us some resolution about the question of Texas and whether or not that belongs to Mexico or not. Because I think it belongs to Mexico.
Well, I mean, I can't...
I really do.
All right, well, I don't know if we can fight that war anymore, okay? I've heard people say that Hawaii should be a republic again. I don't know if that we can...
Well, you know, I don't want to fight that war again necessarily, but I do want to say that mi raza, mi homeland, Tejas, mi homeland, no Texas, okay?
And George Bush, as the former governor of Texas, was an occupational...
He was an occupational governor in the middle of my homeland, me homeland, Tejas. See?
All right, we're talking with Brass Villanueva. Brass, what is your first name?
Luis.
Luis Villanueva. And we're talking about the Bush presidency and what it means, I guess, to what you refer to as the Chicano community or the Latin community, correct?
Well, you know, Phil, it was a part of all of us. The idea that we had a culture, and all of a sudden people are saying Los Angeles, right? And in fact, it's Los Angeles, all right? It's not Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christe. And I'm sick and tired of the gringos spitting on me. And... You know,
what about the fact that George Bush has a brother who has a Latino son. George Bush's his nephew is...
Well, that half-breed, you know, that...
You think he's a half-breed?
Yes, I do. Time has come for all Chicano people to secede from the Union. And I don't think that they should follow the laws laid down by the fascist George Bush. I have been ethnically cleansed. It's not like mispronouncing my heritage, I think, is a wrong thing. They call it La Jolla. It's La Raya. My name is not Villanueva. It's Vinua. Okay, that's how you pronounce it.
And by the way, you said something that was inaccurate. You said that the Mexicans won at the Alamo. I mean, well, no, you said that the Mexicans lost at the Alamo.
That's correct.
No, that is not correct. The Mexicans won at the Alamo.
Okay. If the Mexicans won at the Alamo, then how did they lose Tejas? How did they lose mi raza, mi homeland? How did they do that?
I don't know. I can just tell you that...
Well, somebody's not giving me the right information. Okay, someone's...
Well, you can pick up a history book and...
You may be able to pick up a history book, Mr. Henry, but... The fact is, my people have been divorced from their culture for a long time, to the point where I have to lower myself to asking a gringo who won at the Alamo. And that hurts.
I'm sorry that it hurts, but it is historically available information. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Cyprus Jacob on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I don't think this guy represents... At least not me as a Chicano. He can't even pronounce mi raza,
my homeland. Mi raza.
I don't know who this guy is or what organization he's with, but
the
I mean...
organization, if I can tell you...
I don't know what...
The organization's called Los Malos.
It has to do anything with what's going on here. I mean,
Let me say... First of all, our organization, Los Malos. Second of all, Tejas... was at one time part of Mexico, okay? You aware of that, right? Hello?
Okay, is the guy in Cyprus there? I guess he's not. I don't know if they hung up or not. All right, you were going to explain to him that Texas was at one time a part of Mexico.
That's correct. And it got ripped away. It got torn out like an abortion, okay? Almost like, you know how some women will miscarry a fetus and it'll...
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so you're saying that Texas was like in other words, removed from the motherland.
That's correct. And George Bush has been the Nazi governor of that state.
Well, you sound to me, sir, like a political extremist.
Well, I'm not going to be dismissed based upon what you think is a political extremism. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to dismiss you, but I'm just saying to you that you sound like you are a political extremist, calling for the secession of all Chicano voters, and saying that you don't even know who won at the Alamo because you've been divorced from your history. Sounds to me like you're a long way from the center. We'll take a break here. We're talking with Luis Brás Villanueva from Los Malos, and he says the election of George Bush to the presidency is a sad day for Chicanos because he was the governor of a state that was a gulag to Chicano voters, Texas, or as he calls it, Tejas. 1-800-449-8686, and I've been told by my producer, Mike Schaefer, that out of respect to Mr. Villanueva, I should refer to it as Tejas. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. I'm talking with Luis Brás Villanueva of Los Malos, which means in Spanish, brass what?
You know, my understanding is that means wrong, or what it's supposed to mean is strong.
Los Malos means strong.
Yes, sir. Well, because I have been divorced from my culture by 200 years of white men telling me how to live, you know, I think it means strong, but I'm not sure. That's how divorced from my culture I am, and that's how divorced from my culture George Bush has made me.
So George Bush is the reason why you don't know who won at the Alamo.
I'm saying George Bush, Mr. Henry, you know, don't simplify it, sir.
No, I'm just trying to get some information.
Yeah. George Bush is the former governor of Tejas, which is me homeland. You know, and he's turned it into, like, you know, okay, like a Auschwitz or something.
Auschwitz.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I just gotta tell you something, okay?
Please don't lecture to me, man.
Okay, I'm not gonna lecture to you, but you're using some hyperbole here that is breaking all records. Here's Melissa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I had said on the break that it really bothers me if somebody's gonna quote history or quote facts, please get your facts straight before you say stuff that is totally incorrect. Santa Ana whooped the crap out of the Texans at the Alamo.
That's what Mr. Hendry said. But
okay,
if
but
Santa
hey,
Ana,
but hang on. Okay, you've had your
right,
your turn to talk.
If you wanted the Alamo, how come chaos got ripped away?
Okay, I'm on a cell phone that's getting ready to die.
Okay.
Nobody is keeping you from exploring your roots or learning about your Latin heritage. You should be exploring that, and instead of complaining about how the government is run or the politicians that are running the government, do something, get active to try to make it better.
The gringo has been spitting on my culture. You know, he don't even know how to pronounce Los Angeles.
But you know what?
It's Los Angeles.
Your ignorance is spitting on your culture.
Well,
by you not learning about your culture.
Wait a minute, let me ask you something. If it's true that you're saying the Mexicans won at the Alamo?
Yes, they did.
Okay, if that's true, then how did they lose Tejas? See what I'm saying?
How did the Mexicans lose Texas?
Yeah, so I think you're lying to me as a result of you being a gringo.
Wait a minute. You don't know what this lady is. And why would she lie to you? You can look it up in a history book that the Mexican army under the head of Santa Ana, generalship of Santa Ana, won.
Then why did they lose Tejas? See, the two of you gringos are confusing me. Because, I'm a Mexican, a Chicano, who, you know, you confused me. And you pronounced La Jolla the wrong way.
Okay, well, I didn't say La Jolla, and I never claimed to have good enunciation of any Spanish word.
How do you say Los Angeles? How do you say Los Angeles?
Los Angeles?
See, you don't know how to do it.
Excuse me, please don't be rude.
But you don't know how to say it.
Did I claim to know how to say it? No, I did not. Okay, but I do not have the Latin culture. I am German-Irish. And, you know, if I had a Latin friend that could teach me the Spanish language, that would be great. And maybe I would learn how to say the words the way you say them.
I'd like to teach you. I would love to teach you because you sound like you're open-minded.
I'm very open-minded. I'm very into history and very into learning.
Like you, where do you live? What state do you live in?
I live in Florida.
Okay, that, you see, the Hispanic, the Chicano way of saying that, you live in Florida.
Okay, I was born in California. I was born in San Diego.
California, San Diego.
Okay, San Diego.
San Diego.
Okay, San Diego.
San
Diego. Diego.
No.
Okay,
Diego.
Okay.
San Diego.
Okay.
The
point I'm trying to make before my cell phone dies
yes.
on you. please check your facts. Look into the history before you
right.
start quoting.
Brass, are you clear? Are you clear that the Mexicans?
I'm sorry, I'm breaking up a little bit.
The Mexicans won at the Alamo.
That's what you say, but how can I know? Because Tejas has been run by the white man.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name's Luis.
Luis. Okay, Luis, if you have a computer.
Nuis. N as in Nancy. Nuis.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nuis. There are, if you've got a computer that you can access, there's information on the Internet.
There's a lot of lies on the Internet.
Okay, check history books. Go to Mexico and see what their history says.
See, you call it Mexico. It's not really called Mexico, though.
Okay,
it's called Mexico.
Mexico? Okay,
yeah,
well.
See? And that's the thing. It hurts me because my culture is being ripped apart by George Bush and all the other white boys that are going to rip me to shreds, man.
Look, as long as you have a country like America that empowers your speech, and that is to speak freely.
Don't give that to me, man. You know, they've been telling me about my free speech, and yet Tejas is still not free.
But think about this. What other country can you speak freely and not get arrested, not get thrown in jail.
Right.
And flat out, if you don't like the way the country's run, either rally, get a group.
Or bug out.
Do something to make
it better.
All
right, Melissa. Thank you. Got to move on. Thank you very much. I want to move to Paul here in on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Luis. You're a pendejo. You know that?
He called me a pubic hair.
You don't know anything about Texas history. You don't know anything about the culture around here.
That's
anything.
True. I don't claim to. What I do claim to know is that George Bush was the governor of the prison camp of the Chicano people.
The prison camp of the Chicano people. Okay.
Yeah, that's Tejas.
Let's start with your history lesson real quick here.
That's
the Mexicans won at the Alamo. They lost at San Jacinto. That's how they lost Texas. Okay.
Wait a second.
Now,
who won?
Santa Anna won at the Alamo and lost at San Jacinto.
And he's Mexican.
Santana was the general who led the Mexicans against the Alamo.
That's all I want to know.
Look at how...
Now you've been educated in some little piece of Texas history. Let me tell you something else. Not all Mexicans feel the same way you do. Okay?
Well,
I live on the border city. I don't know where in Texas you live, and Los Malos is not the strong ones. It's the bad ones. Los Fuertes is the strong ones. Okay?
I heard that Los Fuertes was something else.
Before you start saying you're speaking for the Mexican people and losing your raza and all that kind of stuff, your homeland... is la tierra de tu raza. That's the land of your people. Okay, so why don't you try getting a decent job, getting an education, and then that way you know what you're talking about.
What do you do right now, Brass?
I have an auto detailing business.
You have an auto detailing business?
Correct.
All right, well, that's good. I mean, that's a...
Look, I don't need the approval of the gringo, man, okay? I know what I'm doing. And
I'm not trying to give you approval.
Well, don't talk down to me.
Well, you know what?
You know, he's talking down to me like, oh,
George Bush, having been the governor of Texas for so long, has done a lot for the city of El Paso by getting us recognized by the rest of the state. Done wonderful things for people here.
What, he didn't think you were in Texas before that?
What?
Where were you before that? In New Mexico?
I have lived in Texas all my life. I've lived on the border.
You said that El Paso got recognized. Where were they before that?
They were always in Texas.
El Paso has not been very well recognized by most of the state, and George Bush has helped accomplish that by coming down here, seeing our people. His wife, Laura, is from the El Paso area.
Okay, I thought El Paso used to be in New Mexico, though.
No, it's never been part of New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
It's always been part of Texas. So.
See, you don't know anything about Texas. I mean
if you're going to be talking about Texas as your homeland, I think at least you ought to know something about your state.
No, I'm just saying that my homeland is wherever. Like California is where I was born, right? But look at California. It got ripped away.
California?
You got ripped away from Mexico the same way that Tejas did. See what I'm saying?
No, California didn't get ripped away. California was purchased.
Purchased?
Purchased.
Like a bag of oranges on a freeway off-ramp.
Well, however way it was done, it was bought and paid for. Okay?
That hurts.
All right, sir.
You know, it may hurt, but it's the truth, okay?
All right,
now,
Paul.
I'm Hispanic. I live in the border between El Paso and Mexico. I'm educated, and I like George Bush. I voted for the guy.
Okay, sir, thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
Let me move on here. So I'm not trying to talk down to you here, Brass, and I'm not trying to, quote, educate you. I'm simply asking you. You say you're Chicano. You say that George Bush is bad for Chicanos because he was the governor of a state called Tejas, that he called Texas.
Right. He disrespected me when he called it Texas. He should have said Tejas.
But everybody called it Texas.
But Bush, as the governor, should have been more open and he should have known better. But just something about him calling it Texas just pissed me off, that's all.
All right, here is Maria on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Maria.
Yes, I was calling to speak with Luis. You know what, before you get on the radio and then speak for the Mexican-American people, I'm Mexican-American. You don't speak for me.
All right,
so you need to learn more about your culture first.
Well, I'm trying
to start talking all kinds of stuff you don't know about.
I'm trying to find out about it.
It's people like you that make the rest of us look stupid and ignorant.
Did the Mexicans win at Alamo or not?
The Mexicans won, okay?
At the Alamo.
This state is called Texas. That's the name of the state. Sorry, if you don't like it, then you need to move to Mexico.
Then why do they say, let me ask them, then why do they call it Remember the Alamo? Why do they say that?
That's just a cry that the soldiers had, Remember the Alamo.
Why?
That's all.
Why do they want to remember it?
Because it was a horrible thing. They don't want to go through it.
A horrible thing? I thought the Mexicans won.
War is
it was a horrible thing for the, it was a horrible thing for the Texas guys that got beat by the Mexicans.
Well, I don't care about them. Good. I hope they died.
Well, then you need to leave Texas. You need to move to a different country, sir.
Look at Maria. Hold the line, okay? I'll give you a chance here on the other side. We got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Brass Villanueva is with me. He is. Are you the president of Los Malos, or what?
No, I'm the chairman of Los Malos, which is our political action committee for Chicano voters and Chicano business people, students. You know.
How many people are in your organization?
We have right now. We're building. We have about 20 people who come to our meetings right now, but we're getting bigger as time goes by. And with the Bush presidency and everybody seeing that he is the president of the gringos, and like, if you ever saw that Western, you know, where Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid shoot it out with all the Bolivians.
Yeah.
Well, he's like Butch Cassidy. He's white, and the Bolivians are like me. I'm glad they killed Butch Cassidy. I'm glad. You know, I love it every time I see a Mexican or a Bolivian or somebody like that just waste a white man. I think that's good, you know.
Okay, so you're like the Bolivian bank guards that shot up Butch Cassidy.
Yes, sir.
I have no idea what that's got to do with what we're talking about. But
no, but you're trying to confuse it.
You confused it by talking about a movie with Paul Newman.
No, you just don't understand.
Yeah, you're right. Let me go back to the lady who was hanging on here. Maria, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, how can you compare life to a movie? You know, how old are you, sir?
I'm 23.
Okay, you know, you obviously been watching too much TV. This is real life. And where were you born? Were you born here somewhere, California, or
yeah,
wherever?
Yeah, I was born in Monterey Park, California.
Well, guess what? That makes you a gringo, okay? Your ancestors, they may be Mexican-Americans and Mexicans, Aztecs, whatever.
No, I'm Mexican-American, okay? And another thing...
I'm Mexican-American myself.
How do you pronounce Los Angeles?
I pronounce it Los Angeles because I'm in the United States.
That's wrong.
No, it's not wrong because I'm in the United States. I'm not in Mexico.
How do you pronounce New York?
I pronounce it New York.
Okay, it's actually pronounced Nuevo York.
No, it's not because we're not in Mexico, sir.
Yeah.
If you want to speak Spanish, you need to move to a Spanish
country. Wait a minute. You don't call it Nuevo York?
Yeah, I did. I was in Mexico one time and I was watching the ball scores on TV, and they called it Nuevo York on the ball scores on TV.
We're not in Mexico now, sir. We're in the United States, and if you don't know that, you're more ignorant than I originally thought.
Okay, how do you pronounce Boston?
You know, this is not
this
a
is a tiebreaker.
About letters.
No, this is a tiebreaker. How do you pronounce Boston?
Boston.
No,
it's Boston.
Boston.
You are an idiot. I don't know why people put people like you on radios to represent...
Wait Mexico. A second. You pronounce Boston, Boston.
Yes, sir. That's the Hispanic.
Oh, what an idiot.
Yeah, you'd love to laugh. You'd love to laugh at me. So the
I'm Mexican American, sir, and I'm probably more
Mexican American
than you are. I can speak it, I can write it, I can read it, okay? I know more about the culture than you ever will.
Well, I'm trying to find out more about the culture.
Do not even think that you represent the rest of us, because you do not.
But George
Bush. And I
want
everybody to know that.
George Bush is divorcing me from my culture, so I don't even know how
George
to pronounce
it. George Bush is not doing anything to
he
you,
He did
sir.
It to me. He was the governor of Tejas.
You've been divorced from your culture from the day you were born here, okay?
What about
this
Tejas?
This is a different culture here.
What about George Bush and when he was
if
the governor
If you don't like
Tejas?
His culture, you need to move to Latin America. We are not in Latin America, okay? This is the United States of America.
Why didn't George Bush do what I asked him to do, and that was to change the name of Tejas to North Mexico?
Why should he?
Because that's really what it is.
He's not your president. He's the
North Mexico?
He's the president of a nation, not an individual, not one ethnic group.
And why doesn't he pronounce his name Jorge Bush?
Because he's not Hispanic. He doesn't need to pronounce his name Jorge.
You know,
if you want to speak Spanish, first of all, learn how to pronounce it.
How do you pronounce
it?
How do you pronounce
it? We live in a Hispanic country, sir.
How do you pronounce Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, what, in Mexican?
Yeah.
Mexican is not a language. Don't be an idiot, sir. There is no Mexican language. There is Spanish.
But
that's
I'm not
all.
Aware of that. Okay, I didn't
then
know that until you
then
told me
Then don't
that.
Be speaking like, you know what, you people need to get this man off the line.
How do you speak
Find out who he is, he'll
I don't
dead.
Speak Mexican, I speak Spanish, okay? You pronounce it Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
You don't know anything, sir. I think you're in a
And what do you mean by you
mental
people?
Hospital person.
No, let me ask you something. What do you mean by you people? You are
people
disgracing
who
me.
Think you speak for Mexican Americans, you don't.
You are disgracing
you're very ignorant.
Me.
You're ignorant. You're disrespectful.
But I am the man. I am the man.
You're the man in the mental ward, probably. That's what it
you
is.
You have dissed La Raza.
You have nothing, sir.
You have dissed La Raza.
Yo soy un pendejo, okay?
You call me a pendejo?
You need to go to Mexico. And
I hate you so much.
Under Vicente Fox.
I hate you.
Okay.
I hate
Thank
you.
Thank you. I'm glad. Thank you.
By the way, ma'am, what do you think of President Fox?
I think he can do some positive things.
Yeah, he seems like a good one.
Who's he?
Yes.
He's the new president of Mexico.
Okay, see, I don't even know who the new president of Mexico is.
That's why you need to get off the air.
Because everybody's talking about Bush, nobody says nothing about Fox.
You know nothing about
Okay,
nothing.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Bianca. Hello.
Hi, how
the,
you doing?
You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell you
it's
that I was very
wrong.
Upset about this man, but he is a total idiot. He has made such a fool of himself. He pronounces even Los Angeles
Could I ask
wrong.
You to turn your radio down, ma'am?
I don't have a radio.
Oh, wow. Okay, sounds like you got some noise in the back. Go ahead.
Well, I do because I'm getting my hair done while I'm talking.
It's pronounced Los Angeles.
No, es Los Angeles. Usted no sabe hablar inglés ni español. Ese es el problema que usted tiene.
Hey,
I speak both English and Spanish, and trust me, this guy is pulling your leg big time.
Hey, are you getting one of them?
He doesn't know what the heck he's talking about, and when he talks about the fact that there's only 20 people in his group, it's probably homeless people that he's bringing in and serving him dinner and sitting through his meeting. Because I am telling you, he does not represent anybody.
Is that what you do, sir? Guys like you, you feed homeless people, they come in, they listen to your bull crap, and then you say they're in your organization?
You know, that really hurts. That's a cold shot.
I can tell
shot.
You because
That's a
he
cold
is
shot.
So idiotic. The word
I want to ask you something. Are you getting
Los
one of
Los Angeles is Florida,
no,
is Miami,
Florida, and what
is
about
San Diego.
What about
this
Boston?
Is a man that doesn't even speak Spanish.
What about Fargo?
He's trying to teach the people that are listening to your show Spanish.
What about Spokane, Washington? How do you pronounce that?
Spokane, Washington is not a Spanish word,
you
idiot. Are you moronic? What is wrong with you?
What do you mean Spokane, Washington?
New York. Let's you know.
Nuevo York.
New York was named for a English.
Are you getting? I want to ask you something. Are you getting one of them nasty weaves at that salon?
I'm not getting a nasty weave. Okay, I'm getting my hair colored, if you must know. But I'm telling you, he's pulling your leg.
Hoochie
this man represents
like
no one.
I want to
and
ask
he's
you
getting
something.
His 10 minutes of fame or
no,
15
ma'am,
minutes
no,
of
ma'am,
fame.
No, ma'am, Mr. Henry. Hoochie Mama's like this lady. She's getting the big...
He's laughing
okay.
now because he knows
now,
what he's saying.
Yeah, he does. Are you pulling my leg?
And what I just said was this is a man that doesn't speak Spanish, and he's tried to portray himself to be something he's not. And the fact that you put him on without explaining that he's got 20 people in his organization legitimizes his insanity.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That is wrong.
And, Phil, I hope
I
you don't
trying,
do
ma'am.
That because
ma'am,
I'm telling you,
ma'am,
he does not know what he's talking about.
Put down the can of...
It's not me. I'm in the...
Lady, put down the can of Aquanet and listen to me.
I don't use Aquanet, okay? And you can use all those little things and you think you're very clever, but I'm trying to tell you, you are an idiot. And you're making yourself an idiot on the radio.
You use a whole damn can, don't you?
And Phil, I know you.
You know what? I can hear this guy. I can hear him laughing.
I know.
I can hear him laughing, you know?
You know why? Because I got him. You know, he can't say to me, I'm not one of these people that goes, oh, yeah, I'm willing to learn and teach me how to speak Spanish.
Exactly.
He can't even pronounce it himself. So I know, Phil, this is one
let
of those
me,
things that
you
would,
have you got the
that
big
you would
hair?
Put down. This is for...
No,
for,
I want to ask you something. I bet you got the big hair, don't you?
No, I don't. So stop being idiotic and moronic.
Oh, you shaved off your eyebrows big as hell.
I'm not even of Mexican descent. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna really upset your little. I'm of Cuban descent, and guess what? Cubans had a lot to do with putting President-elect Bush into the White House.
Oh,
we
man.
Voted
oh,
unanimously
that's what I
mean, for him.
Mr. Harry. See, Cubans
but we're
are
the
not
people
Mexicans.
That put him out over.
Cubans are not Mexicans, and they mess up this country.
Oh, absolutely.
And
believe
they come
me.
To this country.
You are
you know,
absolutely right.
You're
we
right,
are
you're
not
right.
Mexicans.
You came to this country with your cha-cha heels and your blonde hair. You know, and it's all bleached out, chica, you know.
Oye, chico, tú no sabes de lo que estás hablando. Porque
okay,
tú
okay,
hablas
whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, anyway, I got to bail out of that. That guy is a metal case. Put down the Aquanet and your big hair. Oh, you ain't fooling anybody with that blonde hair, chica. She's shaving off her eyebrows and tattooing on new ones. Oh, God. Okay, anyway. Hey, you know what? More power to you there, brass. The cat's got some organization. He feeds homeless guys dinner, so they got to come in and listen to his baloney. And that's his organization. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know why that line, that Aquanet line, put me away. We were talking with Luis Villanueva about Chicano pride, and suddenly he's busting with, "Why don't you put down the can of Aquanet? You one of them hoochie mamas with all that big hair." You know, I remember in high school, you'd see these beautiful, beautiful Latin chicks. You know, you'd see these really beautiful, I don't know, you know, Hispanic girls in the hallway at school or whatever. And it was just, it was another world. It was just an untouchable sort of situation because, you know, and they'd be wearing that beautiful hair and beautiful perfume. And they just looked hot. And here comes Ruben, their boyfriend. And you knew it was all over, right? It was just, you couldn't approach. You couldn't get anywhere into that universe because, I don't know, I guess you feared for your life. You feared that, you know, it was over. So you just never, you know, you had to get older. You had to get to be an adult. You had to work around lots of different women before you finally got the nuts to, otherwise it's a knife fight at Griffith Park. Yeah, who needs that? And then when I finally got into business and I finally, chains and knives in the parking lot because you happened to approach his big-haired girlfriend. Oh, man. But then later I got into the professional world, and it was a whole different thing. I don't know. You know, it's because of what I did for a living. I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden, you know, I had black girlfriends, and I had Mexican girlfriends, and now I have myself a little German-Spanish girl, Maria. German and Spanish. I have the best of two wonderful worlds with my wife. She's got the beautiful, she's got it all going on. I better not get any more specific, otherwise I may offend her. Because I talk about my wife's hips, you know, but then she might go, "Don't be talking about, now wait a minute, what do you mean by my hips? I like them, that's what I mean." Okay, as long as you're not saying they're, what do you mean when you say I have the Spanish hips? Does that mean they're big? No, it means that they're, actually, this week they're German. Oh, I see, so I'm Heidi milking the cow, is that it? No, it's, never mind. Remember, we will have a special webcast on January 1st. Now, we have been able to get a hold of some old Rose Parade coverage that we've done. We're going to have that for you next week so you can hear an example. It's not even an example of what we are going to do on January 1st, the year 2001, because the Phil Hendry Show is going to do something that has never, ever been done before, a live webcast, unedited, uncensored. That means no FCC. That means nobody standing there with a ruler to crack your knuckles if you say a bad word. That means anything goes. Anything goes, anything said. As we cover the January 1st, 2001 Rose Parade from Pasadena, California, and you can't see this on TV or hear it on the radio, you've got to listen to our webcast. We'll have Harvey Wireman. We'll have Margaret Gray. We'll have R.C. Collins. We'll have Bobby Dooley. A host of other characters live via the internet. And you can listen for just $4.95. That's right, it's a pay-per-listen. It's a pay-per-listen, and you can hear this historic presentation live and uncensored for just $4.95. That's less than a movie, Jim. That's less than a CD. That's a great buy for some quality entertainment, and we're talking about 2 hours of an uncensored, unedited, completely unexpurgated webcast of the Rose Parade. It'll be historic. It'll be the first time it's ever been done, so don't be one of those chumps who talks about how you were at Woodstock when you know that you weren't. I want you to go over to our website right now, philhendryshow.com. That's P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E, show.com. For all the details. Okay, I wanted to make note of this bit of news from the music business. And it's actually in the form of a question. And the question is this: how bad, and I mean really, how bad is music today? How bad is it? How pathetically bad is music today that the Beatles are number one again? The Beatles are number one. I don't know whether you know it or not, but they got an album that's at the top of the charts. The sucker has sold 12 million copies. It's a collection of 27 number one singles. It's sold more than 12 million copies worldwide. It's topped the charts in 28 different countries. There's going to be a coffee table book, the whole nine yards. So it ain't Ricky Martin. It ain't Limp Bizkit. It ain't NSYNC. It ain't Jennifer Lopez. It ain't Creed. What's going on right now? It ain't Metallica. It's the freaking Beatles. The Beatles. The Beatles. One of their members was shot and killed 20 years ago. They haven't played a live show since 1966. That Beatles that I'm talking about. You got it. And they're number one, man. Now, I don't know whether that tells us that the music... Seriously, you're right, Mike. This is a cry for help from the music-buying public. You know how there's a cry for help, guys that commit suicide, that's generally a letter, or they do something? This is a cry for help. This is the public is screaming out, please, in the name of God, would someone deliver us from bad bands? Get NSYNC out of our face. Get it all out of here. The public is saying very clearly to the music business, would you guys do something, anything? Because there's nothing exciting people like the Beatles. And it's been, I mean, since 64 when they first came to the United States, 36 years. And there still ain't nothing like the Beatles. And 27 of their number one songs. And I'm driving down the road the other day. I torture the kids with my music. Chris wanted to drive with me back from the desert last weekend. He says, can I go with you? I said, yeah, you can go with me, but you know what happens when you go with me. You got to listen to my music. Because when I'm riding with you guys, I got to listen to your music, which is Korn, whatever that band is that does Boys in the Hood, Dr. Dre, and I, you know, Korn is fine. All that music, I personally don't think that those guys listening to Boys in the Hood, you know, where dude's talking about grabbing his Beretta and hitting the bricks, is necessarily what I want an 11-year-old kid to be listening to right now. But then again, I don't know. And they also dig Chris Rock. So, you know, I can handle what they like to listen to. But I said, when you're in my car, you're going to listen to my music. And I put on Revolver. And he was ready to vomit blood until Yellow Submarine came on. And that he loved that, man. So that even a little 11-year-old kid, there's something that the Beatles do that he digs. But that's the way it is. I tell the kids, you want to ride with me, you're going to listen to my music. Well, kid, let me put on this mix that Alex did for me. Because they download from Napster every nasty ass, every just gang-banging, hardcore, racist, funky jam they can find. And they give it to each other for, like, Christmas presents. And I heard this one. I said, you know, I got to tell Mom about this, man. Well, okay. I said, you're not in trouble, and your big brother isn't in trouble. But this is like going out. You know, these are white boys singing about Compton. First of all, they're white. That's what I'm going to tell Mom about. You mean it's not about the guns and drugs? No. It's that white guys are pretending that they come from Compton. Who are the guys that did Boys in the Hood, a cover of that? Mike, you know the group? They're a bunch of white boys. Well, anyway, that's what I told Marie. I said, I don't want these kids listening to white guys singing about living in Compton, only black guys. She said, okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.